on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Wow, hey!
Welcome back to this show.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and the name of the show is Being Here. And we are really excited to be here with you today.
Have to tell you, we really appreciate all of our loyal listeners who've been listening week in, week out. We really appreciate it. We've been getting emails from you all. Today, we are talking about
money, success, and happiness. The art of
being
wealthy. That was being wealthy. So there's a few little ground rules that we have to make clear. First one is that we
finish each other's sentences.
Wow. So,
have you noticed?
Yeah. Okay.
Rock and roll.
That's the first thing. We, more likely than not, will do that during the course of this program. And please don't offend yourself. Unless you offend yourself, in which case, please do.
Enjoy it, then. Now,
listening.
That's a really good thing to talk about.
Yes, because, you see, most people don't listen, Ariel.
But, you know, let's back up for a minute. Why we're talking about listening.
Because transformation is instantaneous. And instantaneous transformation happens in the instant that you get into the current moment of now.
Boink.
And when you do that, listening will assist you in getting into the present moment.
See, when you're being here, that's all it takes to have your life transformed so that you are in sync with your environment. And listening, particularly in this show, allows you to pull yourself into the moment. That would look what?
That would look like not second-guessing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That would look like feeling good in your own skin. That would look like not working on yourself as though you are flawed or faulted in any way. That would look like life is a celebration to be enjoyed and savored rather than something to complain about. And it would be about this moment being it, not a rehearsal for something else coming down the road in the future at some point.
I like that. This moment, a rehearsal for some better someday, when you will actually be wealthy, whatever. What is wealth? What do you think wealth is? You really should take a look at that for yourself, because unless you know what your idea of wealth is, you may be vaguely dissatisfied for the rest of your life because you are fulfilling a child's idea of wealth, which for me at some stage was having a surplus of candy hidden away that my parents didn't know about so I could munch on it with my girlfriend during the middle of the night. This is not my idea of wealth these days, but if I were moving forward out of some unexamined idea of wealth, I might be doing things at this day and age that were no longer good for me. So you may want to take a look at what wealth is for you.
We've got to go back to listening because we never really spoke about listening.
Okay, more about listening.
Oh, yes. See, most of us don't listen to hear what's being said. We listen to see whether or not what's being said somehow applies to our life circumstances or what we're working on or what we think we need to know about.
Right.
Or we listen to see whether we agree with what's being said and therefore already know it, or better still, that we disagree with it. Other people listen by picking apart words that the speakers are using to prove that they aren't so smart in the first place. So, see if you can hold in abeyance your tendency to agree and disagree for the course of this program, which is less than an hour now.
It's a really good practice. It's like going to the gym of being here.
See if you can listen to hear what's being said from the speaker's point of view, because that is listening. That is true listening.
You know, also, because often when you're listening to get tips to apply to the future. And that's not being here. That's off fulfilling some agenda you have for the future. So we're suggesting that today, for this show, you strengthen your ability to simply be here and listen.
Right. Now, there are three principles to instantaneous transformation.
Ready? Principle number one.
First principle of instantaneous transformation says that anything that you resist will persist, will grow stronger, and it will dominate your life. It will be what your life is about. So if there's anything in your life that you've been resisting, that's what will dominate your life. Now, a lot of people have resisted their parents. Not everyone. A lot of people. How's that?
I like it.
I'm not blaming anybody. But a lot of people have resisted their parents. And what they think about is how their parents would do it. What they think about is if their parents would approve of how they're living. They will pick a mate if it bothers their parents. They will fail in school or jobs if it bothers their parents. So their resistance to their parents determines how their life unfolds.
Very interesting. We had our first Monday Night Alive in New York City in a while because we've been teaching courses in Costa Rica for the past 7 weeks. And by the way, if you're in the New York area, we're having one next week, you should come. Monday Night Alive is just it's a credible place to practice living in the moment. And what was interesting is we talked to a fellow, some of you may remember him, Jacques. He called in on the phone, called into the show, and we had a really excellent conversation with him some time ago. And he was talking about how his business is growing, and he mentioned he hated bills. And it just caught our attention. And we asked him about why would he hate doing his bills? And we spoke a little bit, and it came around to resisting your parents, resisting your father. The conversation organically moved that way. And it was interesting to discover that his father had been a teacher who taught math.
And so paying bills required addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division, and he wanted no part of that.
And he was laughing at himself in a really wonderful, great-natured way because he realized he's a college graduate and that he was saying how doing his bills was much higher math than he could handle, and, of course, it was a tongue-in-cheek type comment. And one of the things that he had not looked at about himself, he'd always kind of squirmed around the idea of resisting his parents because he really likes his parents and he felt he had a good relationship with them. But decisions we have in place about who...
from our early childhood, about who we are and who our parents are and how we're not going to let them tell us what to do,
and how we're going to be independent individuals, can actually block
our... predetermine our lives and block our ability to attain money, success, and happiness.
So we are just throwing that out there because some of you may say, no, I have a great relationship with my parents.
That's our first principle of instantaneous transformation.
Anything you resist,
persist, grow stronger, and dominates your life. It's even a law in physics. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. You push against it, you're attached to it. Okay, the second principle of instantaneous transformation.
He could only be exactly as you are in any given moment. So you take Jacques' example, he could only have still been resisting his parents in the moment he was because he was.
Well, wait a second. You can only be the way you are.
Absolutely.
In any given moment. So right now, you can only be exactly the way you are.
Right.
In this moment.
So people can only be listening to this show.
If they're listening to this show. Isn't that great? Okay.
Third principle. What?
Let's just... okay, we'll come back to
that.
No,
go ahead. I like
it. Okay. Second principle, if this moment is all there is,
right,
then 1 minute ago we could have only been on this show also.
Correct.
And the people listening 1 minute ago could also have only been listening. And if they were sitting, they could only have been sitting. And if they were washing their dishes, they could have only been washing their dishes, etc.
I like that.
You
That's
like
true.
That?
True, yeah.
given that logic, you could have only been exactly the way you were your whole life. Your whole life has been an unfolding that has brought you a series of moments of now that have brought you to this moment of now.
Arguably, successfully. But we'll get into that as we go along. Okay,
right.
Third principle.
Anything you allow to be exactly as it is, that you see it, you do not resist it, you do not disagree with it, you just see it as it is, completes itself in the instant that you see it, therefore instantaneous transformation.
Back to our Jacques example, the moment he saw that some really young, early version of him decided that they did not want to be any good at math because they didn't want to either give it to their father, be like their father, whatever. It was somehow in relationship to his dad. He blushed a little. He smiled. He was very sweet. And I guarantee you this week it's far easier for him to balance his checkbook and pay his bills, and that this whole issue of hating my bills is no longer an issue. In an instant, when you see the truth of something, when you see things for what they are, when you actually are being here, your life transforms forward and backward in time. He was never bad at bills. It's just the moment he sees himself, there's a whole other possibility available, and it's available for you as well. Anything you allow to be exactly as it is, without judging yourself, completes. It's really an excellent thing, this instantaneous transformation.
And it's so simple, it's hard to understand.
So money, success, and happiness, the art of being wealthy. And I'll tell you something, if you're not here, you're not wealthy.
If you're not here in this moment of your life, because you see, this is the only moment of your life that you actually have. The future hasn't gotten here yet, and it won't until it does. And the past is already gone by, if there was one. It may all be a memory trace, and I'm not even sure about that. Most people's memories of the past are inaccurate anyway, because they were recorded at the time of the incident from who they were at that time, and they've moved on. They're different people.
So we're going to make an assumption that we're all moving on. We're all expanding. So there's a whole other possibility available to us today as we fine-tune our ability to be here in this moment. And
what other moment is there?
Well, there really isn't any other.
No, isn't
there's
there?
Just a fantasy.
A fantasy that there's something that could be different than what you have and what you're experiencing right now. Please come back after the break. Join us.
And we are going to discuss more about money, success, and happiness, the art of being wealthy, on
Being Here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, instantaneous transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
The law of attraction is very much in today's public awareness. In reality, it is not a new concept. Join Liana Carbone for Living Wisdom, the Art of Shamanism and Spirituality. Discover the roots of the law of attraction and go beyond its theories to manifest a life of balance and prosperity. Living Wisdom can be heard each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Come join us to dream, learn, and heal.
last great frontier is the magnificent mystery of the mind. Abundant evidence demonstrates that we have far more talents than we realize, and that our minds are exceptional instruments we can learn to use more fully, just as we'd learn to play a piano or a clarinet. Tune in to The Music of Your Mind, Living the Extraordinary, Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network, and learn more about how you can hear the wonderful music of your mind.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. And the name of the game is Being Here. And if you're being here in this moment of your life, you will discover happiness and wealth and success. Yeah, and you'll probably make a lot of money, too.
You know, it's interesting. We, as I mentioned earlier, came back from teaching courses in Costa Rica. We got into customs. And it was really a wonderful event. We were the first off the plane. We got into customs, and magically there was not a single person in the customs hall aside from...
In front of us, aside from the customs agent.
So we went right through. We got down to baggage claim. We had time to go to the bathroom. We came back. There was still nobody down in baggage claim. Everybody came. And then the bags started to arrive, but not ours, and not about half the planes. Inadvertently, half the plane's luggage was
sent elsewhere. It was sent out into the domestic terminal, and so...
But we couldn't retrieve it. It was against the law for us to leave the customs area, so they had to regather it up, bring it back, and bring it back down to...
And it took us probably an hour to get our stuff. And, you know...
You'd be shocked how unwealthy that group of people became during that time frame.
Right. How their complaints about the way life was showing up, as if they had any control over the way life was showing up, was something that would make them feel better.
That was the end of a wonderful vacation for many people, but I'm not actually sure how wonderful it is. Have you stopped to think that complaints actually cancel wealth?
They destroy your experience of well-being. Because you see, here's the thing. If the second principle is right, that you can only be exactly as you are in any moment of now, well, then if that's the truth, then complaining about your life in this moment becomes what your life becomes about.
Now, we don't want to set you up to complain about your complaints. So, if you discover yourself complaining, that's
just
the only...
All it takes is to notice that you're complaining for it to be over. See, the third principle says anything you see, including your complaints, and allow to be as it is without trying to do anything to stop it or change it, that's all it takes for it to complete itself, to dissolve, to lose its power over your life.
I was talking about it with a client this morning. Shia and I were having an individual session with somebody, and I was looking at when we first started to take Pilates, and we were learning how to strengthen our core muscles, our belly muscles, our ability to hold ourselves upright. At first, we had to remind ourselves how to hold the form. The muscles were not as well developed and defined as they are now.
And they didn't have staying power.
They didn't have the strength and the durability they have. So at first, if you're habituated to complaining,
you will continue to complain even though you see that you've been complaining.
And even if you remind yourself not to. So the first thing is to recognize you need to be kind to yourself.
That's the thing.
Because you'll get better at it if you don't pick on yourself. If you pick on yourself, it's a version of the first principle. What you resist persists, takes longer, dominates your life, and complains louder at you.
Now, here's the thing. Most of us don't realize that we listen to an internal dialogue, a conversation that we've labeled as us. But what if that conversation that you listen to isn't really you at all? You know, the motion picture industry is based on showing still frames at a rate of 24 frames per second, and that creates the illusion of movement or motion. That's why they call it motion pictures. Well, alongside the movie part of it, there's also a soundtrack. Have you ever seen Clint Eastwood speaking Italian or French or German on a dubbed movie? Well, they just replace the soundtrack. But you see, we make the mistake, we human beings make the mistake of thinking that the soundtrack that we listen to is, one, telling us the truth, and two, is us.
And three, independent of our environment. You would not watch a German-speaking Clint Eastwood in the United States, but you might if you were in Germany. And what you haven't recognized is that your thought processes also shift around depending on the culture you're a part of. And so if you can begin to become aware of your environment and how your thought processes shift, you don't have to have your well-being shift in a negative way when the environment around you shifts. You can remain centered and have that deep hum of well-being.
You see, most people's lives are circumstantially, at least their sense of well-being and wealth, is circumstantially determined. If the circumstances are going well, then they feel good. If the circumstances shift and go in a way that they would prefer them not, suddenly their life is depressed or upset or irritated, full of angst. So, what we've discovered is that happiness and well-being are not really circumstantially determined. If you're happy and well in yourself, then you'll bring happiness and well-being to everything you do. If you complain about your life and think it should be different than it is, and we've already established that it can't be, it can only be the way it is in any moment. So if you're complaining about how it is, life is not full of happiness, and you don't feel successful, and you don't feel well in yourself. So we're suggesting that if you discover how to get into this moment of now, that was all it will take. That's the point, by the way.
I'll give you a little trick, though. From time to time, you may find that you lose your way, where you're just feeling a bit unsettled in yourself. And as if today doesn't matter, this moment doesn't matter, you don't matter, now what? I guarantee you, if you're ever lost in that type of thought loop and you're having that type of blah experience, that if you look around you, there'll be plenty of incompletions in your life. And what I mean by incompletions is either dishes on the sink, in the sink or on the
counter,
or papers that need to be filed, correspondence that needs to be written, clothes put away, laundry, a drawer. One of the things that happens when people lose their way is that they often treat the environment around them the way they're treating themselves, as if it doesn't matter. And a really wonderful thing to return yourself to a sense of being wealthy, oddly enough, is to clean a drawer or one of those horizontal catch-all surfaces that have things all around them. If you just create order in one little area of your life, there's a surprising return of well-being that can happen. And if you're fairly organized, I bet you if you look around, there's a little dust here or there or something that just might support you into feeling well about yourself. Another thing...
We could be called the anal retentive gurus.
You are so funny. You know, there was something else. We were speaking to somebody today, and we realized that her ability to feel well in herself is always truncated or shortened because her attention is on herself and how she's doing. And she misses the impulses that she has to take care of people in her environment and around her, not because it will have a return. So it's like you take care of somebody so that they can do something good for you is not what we're talking about. We're talking about simply taking care of people in the environment because you have an impulse to do so or because your environment matters. And lots of times people short-circuit what's possible for them because they are so busy working on themselves, they forget that this world is populated with plenty of people other than themselves and that old internal conversation. So that's another place to look. If you're not feeling successful, if you're not feeling happy, if money is something that you're grappling with, you know, it sounds a little bit too simplistic. But we met a woman on Monday night who said, I would really love to come to your money, success, and happiness course that you're holding at the end of this month, but I don't have the money. Now, mind you, she was dressed very well. She was very capable, but she wasn't working. Why wasn't she working? Because she was an actress, and the type of work she could get right now would be cocktail waitressing or temp, and it was beneath her. So she wasn't fully engaged in what was possible for her because she would rather engage in what her preferences were and her fantasies of what would happen when she finally made it as an actress as opposed to simply getting to work. What, you were going to say something, Shia?
You don't want to start a whole new topic because we're getting ready to go to break, right?
No problem. So listen.
I will say something. That lady on Monday night was incomplete with her parents.
Right.
And if she had been successful and had money and happiness handled and was living her life, the state of well-being,
it would give them too much pleasure?
Right. Her parents would have raised her right.
We'll look some more at this when we come back. Come on back and don't miss being here.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Discovering Our True Nature with host Brandon Cohen takes you on a journey into consciousness with guided meditations and a discussion which supports connection with your true self. Join Brandon every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network and discover your true nature.
Never before in the history of live radio have such illuminating revelations challenged everything we thought we knew about the hidden realms. This exceptional mystic, seer, and healer creates a truly amazing bridge across the chasm that has separated man for eons from the unseen worlds of mystery. Join host Al Mean for an extraordinary and enlightening hour by Walking Between the Worlds on Voice America's Seventh Wave Network. Walking Between the Worlds airs live every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
I mentioned right before we went to the break that we are doing a weekend course in New York, Money, Success, and Happiness, The Art of Being Wealthy. That is March 28th through 30th. And also, we are doing that course in Germany, in Hamburg, the 18th through the 20th. We will also be there on Thursday, the 17th in Hamburg to do the Freedom to Breathe. You can find out more about that on our website at transformationmadeeasy.com. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, the Monday Night Alives are we're back and happening in New York. So you are invited. We hear that we have Ben
online.
And we're looking forward to speaking to you there, Ben.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes, we can.
And I've got one of these incomplete drawers that I wanted to ask you about.
Are you figuratively incomplete drawer, or are you actually talking about an incomplete drawer?
It's not a drawer. It's a cardboard box full of old paychecks. I have direct deposit, so the money is transferred into my account. But what's incomplete is I haven't gone over the paychecks to see if I was paid correctly. And it's a box of them sitting here right next to the desk.
How long has this been going on, Ben?
I think I've passed the year mark at this point.
Past the year. Well,
yeah. So does that mean how many you were looking to see if you were paid for the actual amount of hours you worked?
Right. I'm a banquet waiter, so it's not hours, but it's events.
Uh-huh.
Very often there are mistakes in the gratuity paid or the wages paid, and sometimes entire events left off of the paycheck. This can be the history of the place that I work
okay.
at.
Okay, so this is going to come out of left field.
Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
You have to give up the war with your father.
Okay, that's left field, yeah.
Damn.
Now, what I mean by that is that you are delinquent in your checking how much money you make.
Yeah.
Allows you to hold those people who are in authority over you at work as wrong. Like, they are doing it wrong. So you don't check, but you can hold on to the resentment that they might have shortchanged you and not paid you enough.
And here you are on international radio, basically accusing them of it.
Okay.
Rather than being responsible for your own income. Why aren't you interested in looking, by the way?
Well, I don't know why I haven't been. I am interested in looking now.
Well, part of it is you haven't been interested in being a professional banquet waiter. You were going to be moving on to?
Acting.
Aha. So you and this gal we were talking about is very similar. This is just your day job. But I'll tell you something. If you want to be a successful performer,
you have to be a successful business person. You've got to be a professional at your performing as well. And so you see, how you do anything, Ben, is how you do everything. So if you're not operating professionally as a banquet waiter, you're not going to operate professionally as an actor either.
One of the things that we've discovered in our abilities as business owners is the difference between delegation and abdication. We often will delegate tasks, but if we just don't even want to know anything about it, we're much more likely to have problems. Because in effect, we're saying, I can't do that, I'm no good at that, I'm not interested in that. And then you have to live with the outcome. Delegate is when you are the president of Ben's company, whatever Ben is about. Okay. And you go about your life, whether it's banquet waiting or going to the gym or how you take care of your home, as a professional. And it sets you up to step into a bigger league acting job than you would be capable of if you're just kind of sliding your way through life. Slip, slide in the way.
Okay.
My singing career. I've launched my singing career.
Right.
Not, on, not.
On international radio.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
The other thing, Ben, is if you have records, I bet you it would take you for the entire year to less than an hour.
Yeah, I don't think it would take much time at all.
Now, are you in any way embattled with those people where you work today or currently?
Not today. Although, while I get along with the new managers, as of a year ago when this started, I was very embattled.
Well, that's probably why you, and the manager is a man, right?
He is now, yeah.
And
yeah.
Was he then a year ago?
Yes, there were several. There was a woman and there was a man, yeah.
Okay. And so you were embattled a year ago, and in your little temper tantrum over not getting life the way you wanted it, you stopped looking at your income receipts or checks so that you could complain about how unfair they were to you.
Yeah.
You know, it's really unfortunate when you've got to complain about somebody for being unfair and they pay you fairly, it blows the complaint. So better to not look and have the fantasy that you're being
screwed.
Screwed.
Yeah, and around that time, it was very popular among my coworkers and I to complain about how...
let's assume you were the ringleader.
Yeah, you were the leader of the complaint club.
See, I know you, Ben, and you are a community leader. I've seen a few emails from you recently. There are things that you've said that have had such an impact on people's lives. People, we had a conversation with a lot of folks in Germany and England and Switzerland yesterday, and they mentioned an email that you had sent and how profoundly it had impacted them. Well, when you complain...
You profoundly impact the people that you complain to.
As well. So each of us are community leaders in our lives, and we can tell ourselves differently. And the question is, which direction are you leading the community?
Yeah, okay. It's really funny, I'm even the union delegate at...
See, and we didn't know that. Or if we, no, I don't think we knew that.
No, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like I have felt that it's a part of my job to keep in place this capacity to complain about management.
Yeah, what would happen if you guys worked together as a team?
So that you never had to go to the union.
So that... It was flawless, and you supported them, and they supported you, and it all worked.
Well, actually, it's been like that in the events recently with the new managers.
Why are you signing it all to the new managers?
Sorry?
I wouldn't assign it all to the new managers. I love that you're talking about how great your new managers are. But I also know that you've had some profound transformations in your life in the last month. When did we first know you, Ben?
When did we first meet you?
Where?
When?
When? It was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I came to Monday Night Alive for the first time, actually a year ago today, March 12th.
Isn't that... Happy anniversary!
Thank you.
So, interestingly enough, your attitude about work and your managers was distinctly different a year ago. And now things are very different, and you've misidentified it as only new management as opposed to
a new Ben.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll take some credit, too.
Good.
Truly wealth comes from the inside out, not the outside in.
Yeah, you don't get wealthy. See, we've met a lot of people with a lot of money, but doesn't mean they have a feeling of well-being, satisfaction, actually being successful, or even being wealthy. Because, you know, when you're upset, that's all there is. And most people live from one rolling upset to the next. And even the good times can be upsetting because there's what follows the good times, Ben?
Bad times?
That's the right answer. You see, I knew you could help me out there.
I mean, everybody expects you having a good time, it's not going to last.
It can't last.
Or they have the idea that if things are going really well, there's got to be a balance someplace, so where's the down? It's got to be coming.
But what if life is really supportive of us having well-being 24/7, 365 days a year?
Hey, and I'll tell you, there is a lot to complain about in this country with the political climate and the gas prices and the price of bread and milk and eggs, et cetera, et cetera. But there's also the possibility of discovering, in the midst of it, your own well-being, which will lead to wealth on all levels.
What do you think about that, Ben?
I like it a lot, and I believe it, and I've seen it, actually. It hasn't been yet to me a way of being, a way of life, but I feel as though I have lived in it for more time recently.
Than not, yeah.
Recently.
Yeah.
I have a quick question for you. At the end of the show, at some point today, are you going to go through that box?
Yeah, I want
to
do it right now.
I have to tell you, I'm happy for you if you find mistakes and make money. And I'm happy for you if you find no mistakes and make no money, because you win either way.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling in today, okay. Ben.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We'll be back after the break. Come on back.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Discovering Our True Nature with host Brandon Cohen takes you on a journey into consciousness with guided meditations and a discussion which supports connection with your true self. Join Brandon every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network and discover your true nature. Tune into Inner Speak Soul Adventures Talk Radio Show every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern, and learn how to let go of your past and create the reality you desire and deserve, allowing your inner communication to take place more easily without the interference of our noisy mind chatter or your ego. Inner Speak Soul Adventures with Gene Adrian, right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hola. Hello. We're back.
Welcome back. See, we've been in the Spanish-speaking country for so long.
Hola.
Ariel's saying the few words in Spanish that she knows.
That's right. It's
But it's fun.
It is fun, and it's very small. Hey, I want to thank you all for growing our audience. We are really appreciative of the people who listen in.
And hey, tell other people to listen in.
Hi, Carla. I got an email from Carla in Texas last night, and she mentioned that because the show happens while she's at work, she listens to it in the evening or plays it for herself in her car. So we appreciate those of you who can make it live, because it's fun knowing how many people are here all at the same time. And it's also really wonderful that people listen to the archived shows. By the way, you can go back and listen to any show we've ever done. We've done 42 or 3 of them by now. And you can pick your topic and go back
and
take a refresher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, just wanted to let you know something. If you're not on our email list, please put yourself on it. Go to transformationmadeeasy.com. Put yourself on our email list. We send out an e-card every week that tells you what the topic of our show is going to be. Another thing to let you know we're very proud of, Being Here, our book, is now a finalist, the Forward Book of the Year Awards in the self-help section. So that's a really neat distinction, and we're happy about that. And thank you, Val, for supporting us and getting our books out there. So that's the details in the background. And we are talking today about money.
Success and happiness, the art of being wealthy. Now, the key word is being. See, most of us are really facile at doing things. We're good at doing things, producing results. But, see, we've all been duped. We've been told that when you produce certain results, there's a commensurate experience of well-being, satisfaction, and happiness. But that is not always the case.
There's always more to do. Have you ever noticed if your business is successful or your home life is successful, there's always more to do. You don't get things all done and then that's it. Life continues.
See, our approach is anthropological. It isn't psychological. And it's actually quite magical, because if you get into the current moment of now, as in you're really present for what's going on in your life in this moment, your life becomes miraculous. Things that were problematic dissolve. Your past no longer affects how you interact with your life. So your history loses its determining quality over your sense of yourself, well-being, relationship, all of it. All it takes is getting into the present moment of now. And this is it. This is your present moment. No kidding.
You mean right now?
Right now. This
no
is
matter
all there
what?
Is. This is all there is now.
If you're disagreeing with what's happening in your life right now,
that's all you can be doing.
However, it gets between you and the experience of personal wealth
and well-being. So, but if that's all you can be doing, if you notice it without resisting it, it dissolves.
You know, earlier in the show, I asked the question, what is wealth, to take a look at what it is for you. And I jotted up on our little boards here that we look at as we go about the show a couple of answers that I am used to hearing, and one of them is health. You know, wealth is when you're healthy. You have your health, you have everything. But interestingly enough, in the past number of months, we've been talking to a number of people who have colds, or they've gotten the flu, or this or that. They've sprained their knee. They've done whatever. And the fact is, you can have well-being while having a cold, or you can be miserable and feel sorry for yourself. There's two ways to go about having physical ailments. And there's the possibility that regardless of what your health is, there's the possibility of being wealthy. And another thing that we have really noticed is that people's health tends to take a nosedive when they're doing something that doesn't agree with them. For instance, if they're in relationship with somebody longer, then it's working for them. They have a tendency to get a little sick, to get away from the realization that they really should be getting out of that relationship. It was interesting for us in Costa Rica this year. It was the very, very best, most seamless year, the best for the participants, the best at the hotel. But we were really clear that this facility was done, and we didn't have to create some big drama and trauma
in order to move on. So the day after the last workshop ended, we went out and found ourselves the most fantastic new facility.
And we're really excited about the possibilities for next year.
But it took courage to let go of the old one, because people hold on to the old, afraid they won't find something better out there.
And thinking that they cannot do any better. They limit wealth, and how they limit wealth is that they don't follow their truth, their impulses, their actual organic reality of what's true for them.
And how you know what that is by how you feel.
You pay attention to how you feel. You're going to get a lot of answers for yourself.
Because if you see, you can talk yourself out of how you feel. You've done that many times, I'm sure. We all have. Where you have, you know you shouldn't do something, and then you go ahead and do it anyway. I have a perfect example, but I can't give it.
You know, one of those life choices where you say, I think I will take this job, and you know in your heart it's not a good one, or I'll go ahead and ask that person to marry me, or I will get a dog, or whatever, and you have that niggling suspicion that this is a really, really hugely bad idea, but you override it.
You know it's a bad idea, but you override it, because you can talk yourself into or out of almost anything.
That's
really
true. You really
listen
can.
To the conversation in your head, you believe what it says, and suddenly you're married.
Or suddenly you're divorced, or suddenly you're in a job, or you've moved, or you have a child.
Right.
So there's plenty of examples I'm sure you have from your own life. And you take a look and you'll see. Money.
Success.
And happiness.
The art of being wealthy. Come to New York and join us on March 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Or if you're in Europe,
fun.
You're listening in Europe.
Come to Hamburg on April 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th. We'll have fun there, too.
We will have fun.
Now, if you're in Germany, the
international calls are on Tuesday nights. You can check it out on our website. Come
there
join us there as well.
Our website, transformationmadeeasy.com.
You know, I really love that we met people who are Spanish-speaking most recently. Their command of English was really poor, but we could let them know that if they want to know about transformation and they want to know about our article of the month, they could go up on our website, because we have it in Spanish. We have it in French.
We have it in German.
So it's...
And even in English.
Yeah, thank goodness, because then I can understand it. So share the possibility with other people. You want to be truly wealthy? Share your wealth.
Right.
And
share
transformation. Share the possibility of living in the moment and being yourself.
And instantaneous transformation.
We're really happy you are with us here today.
Yes, thank you very much. It was a pleasure spending an hour with you, and it was our pleasure to be with you again today.
Yeah, come on back next week. Don't miss
being here.
hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.